You remember one that you pluck that goes clang, 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 clang?
Yeah,
clang.
That's a... Oh, I know what you mean, too. Jew's harp?
Okay. Now the things that go around the barrel.
Hoops.
And you put something in a bottle to keep it, the liquid from coming out. Little
cork.
And the thing you use to drive nails in is a
hammer.
And the pole of a wagon, an old wagon, maybe you call it what?
Tongue.
And this is something I don't know anything about. Any other parts of the wagon here that you can think of that might name something?
The wheel.
Alright.
And there's spokes in the wheel.
What were they?
Spokes in the wheel. The wheel is made of
spokes.
Yeah,
sure, I see. Uh-huh.
And the box, wagon box.
Remember anything on a buggy?
Seat.
The thing behind the shaft.
See the shaft, but they did going across here. Tongue. Oh, no, that I did speak of.
But on a one horse rig, there was a thing behind the shaft.
Fills. Wouldn't it be? Is that what you want?
A what?
Was it the
single?
Fill, not P-H-I-L-L-S, is that what it? Is that it?
I don't know. it might be.
Some people used to call them fills, but I think fills was a great word. Mm-hmm. Fills, I think.
Did you ever hear of a whiffle tree?
Yes. That is that cross piece, I think, at the end of the pole. What is it right now?
I don't know. This is before my time. I don't know these things either.
It's been so many years. I found it too. Now, let's see. I'm not sure I'm right.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's all right. We'll check it later. If you want to, we can keep on going.
Right.
But what was that we're talking about?
Quiffle tree.
Do you remember if you ever had two horses and you had two whiffle trees, what you might call us?
Oh, then it must be that. I'm right. Is it, what I was puzzled over, whether it was that piece in front or whether it was at the back that goes like this and the, and along, but what does it say there about that?
Well, I don't have the definition here. I'm just looking for the word evener if you haven't had it.
Evener.
Do you remember what that is?
Maybe that's what's in front.
That might be. It
could be.
Uh-huh.
It,
according to my information.
What does it say about
one? It's on a two-horse rig, an evener. I don't know what that is.
It's on a two-horse rig?
Uh-huh.
Well, then I think it's that piece in front of them.
I see.
I think.
You ever call it a double tree? And the other a single tree?
A single tree might be for the one horse, and a double tree might be for the two horses. I'm not too sure, but it could be.
That's okay. Now, a man has a wagon load of wood, what's he doing? He's doing what with the wood now? He has a wagon load of it. He's
hauling.
And what do you use to break up the ground?
Plow.
And after you, if it's plowed, you go over it with a?
Drag.
You ever use the word harrow here?
A harrow too, yes.
Mm-hmm. You ever have you ever haul out stones from the field? A certain kind of a thing you used when the ground was soft to haul a
stone boat.
I remember riding on my grandfather's stone boat.
Mm-hmm.
Figure out why he didn't put wheels on it. The thing that a boy or a girl used to slide in the snow.
Sled.
And the thing you'd lay the wood across to saw it up. You have one here, and one of carpenters will use these.
Yes, sawhorse.
Is there any difference between the one you'd use for wood for the stove and wood planks, lumber? Are they still sawhorse?
Yes, there is, I think. Let's see. The one that saw shorter pieces might call the sawbuck one,
mm-hmm.
and the larger one might call the sawhorse.
That's a very common distinction.
Yeah.
Now, if you want to make your hair lie down, as mine isn't at the moment,
yeah.
what do you say you'd use on it?
Paste?
Not a comb, but a...
Oh, a brush.
Paste would probably be better, knowing my hair. Now, to sharpen a straight razor, a man might use a what?
Oh,